It's almost 4.5 years since the Twin Towers fell and 3 years since the start of the Iraq War. In that time, dramatic television has tried to address terrorism and the war, but for the most part, shows have not wowed audiences. Yet television executives keep greenlighting new programs, apparently hoping one will hit. Anthea Raymond reports.
Since 9/11, dramatic TV has looked at the war on terrorism through a number of storylines. The Fox network's 24 is just about the only offering with a lasting audience. 24 follows Jack Bauer, a CIA agent fighting terrorism.
Coming to Ontario Airport, gunmen have just attacked and taken over Terminal 1. They're carrying automatic weapons and they have hostages.
We haven't received any alerts.
Trust me, you will.
17 million viewers tuned in for the start of the show's fifth season in January. But dead or nearly so are shows like these.
Every morning, the president receives a report that updates the most active terrorist threats against the United States. This report is called the Threat Matrix.
Sunday mornings at the Pentagon, can't you just feel the love?
Threat Matrix, about international efforts to fight terrorism, E-Ring, about the Pentagon, and Over There, about life as a grunt in Iraq. They tackle topics we hear every day on the news. Stephen Bochco, the co-creator of Over There, was interviewed by NPR last July as the series went to air. He thought showing the drama of the lives of soldiers would add new insights.
You begin to understand that the normal people charged with extraordinary responsibilities, you realize that they're human beings just like the rest of us. They're flawed, they're courageous, they're brave. And, you know, when you tell stories about those people, I think you begin to stop thinking of them as a monolithic force, and you start seeing the humanity behind the uniform.
Over There was promoted as the first show to tackle an ongoing war. But after the first season, FX decided not to renew it. Showtime's Sleeper Cell premiered last December and is currently in reruns. The storyline revolves around two Muslims, Farak, ringleader of a terrorist cell planning an attack on Los Angeles, and Darwin, an undercover FBI agent trying to stop the cell.
How does it make you feel, knowing that your old buddies are killing Muslims in a crusader war?
Most of the guys I served with, they enlisted to escape poverty, get an education, follow a family tradition. They didn't sign up to fight a crusade.
By participating in the war, they are as guilty as the men who ordered it.
Do you really believe that things are that simple, black and white, good versus evil?
Yes, I do.
Praised by critics for its multifaceted portrayal of Islam, Sleeper Cell failed to attract viewers during its 10-episode run.
I think that it's a very open and it's a very puzzling question about what's going to hit as a television show. I think timing has a lot to do with it.
Carol Flint was a writer on the ABC series China Beach. Set during the Vietnam War, it ran from 1988 to 1991 and won a Peabody and a cult following for actress Dana Delaney. Flint thinks the show did well because it aired when vets and citizens were finally starting to deal with the legacy of the Vietnam War.
And I think that China Beach was involved a lot in the work of resurrecting and validating what those young people had gone over there and done, which we somehow hadn't lived through at the time because it was pretty traumatic for our country.
Flint is now writing for a new show on CBS called The Unit.
They just shot another hostage.
Who's Blaine and Brown?
Just arrived on scene.
Williams and Gray.
20 minutes out. The rest of the team's 20 minutes behind them.
And they're shooting a hostage every hour.
Yes, sir.
Co-created by playwright David Mamet, Flint says the program is based on the Delta Force, a covert military operations group with missions around the world.
I have a hunch that television is doing a lot of post-9/11 and war on terror themes because we're not seeing a lot of images about what is happening in the war in Iraq and in the war on terror. It's almost the opposite of the Vietnam War.
Like Over There, The Unit attempts to humanize the people who are fighting, and it also stays away from politics and policy.
Television by nature, most of commercial television, is so incredibly timid that they're very fearful of offending anybody.
Howard Rosenberg covered television for decades at the Los Angeles Times. His latest book is Not So Prime Time, Chasing the Trivial on American Television. Rosenberg says one reason so many of these shows fail is because TV simply can't deliver real substance, which viewers may want. Rosenberg credits shows like the Stephen Bochco drama Over There with Trying. He's disappointed it failed after one season, while an action drama like 24 endures. Joe Adalian, a television editor with the Hollywood trade publication Variety, says first and foremost, audiences want reassuring TV with decisive heroes.
E-Ring failed because it wasn't about the heroes, it was about the people who control the heroes. Well, that's not as interesting to people as a show like NCIS, which has its heroes hands-on fighting crime, sometimes terrorism, sometimes a murder, but the heroes are active and fighting for what's right.
That's why Adalian thinks The Unit has a shot. And by mixing action and homefront drama, it could deliver both male and female viewers, a key to any hit. For NPR News, I'm Anthea Raymond in Los Angeles.